Tonight we are introducing you to the UK's number one numerologist, Jane Alton. Jane will be on our show every week talking about news, celebrities, and all this from the perspective of numerology. She has over 18 years' experience in this field, and her TV appearances include ITV's Daybreak and Sky News. Hi, Jane. Welcome to Sixth Sense Radio. We are so pleased you are part of the team.
Hi, Claudine. It's great to be a part of the team. Looking forward to being your regular numerologist.
Oh, that's wonderful, Jane. We're really excited to have you on board. Tonight, Jane, you're going to be obviously talking to us about numerology. Could you explain to us a little bit briefly to the listeners what numerology is?
Well, we use numbers every day. To a large extent, they define our lives. You know, our dress size, our age, our phone number, how much money we earn. But they're actually sacred symbols. Numerologists very much believe we're born into a unique set of circumstances to learn what we need to learn, to complete what we're here to do, to complete our unique bit of the puzzle. So numerology is a way of looking at why certain things might keep happening, why certain people are in our world, why. It's basically the universe wants us to complete what we're here to do, and will support us with regard to doing that. So it's a way of looking at our life in a whole new way, understanding what's really going on.
It's really fascinating, isn't it?
Well, the numbers, they represent cycles within cycles. It's understanding what's really going on in the world.
Wow. Well, this is exciting for us at Sixth Sense Radio, because I've been looking for a nice little feature to do every week. So we're really pleased, and I know the listeners out there will be really interested to listen to your feature, your section every week of the show. So before I leave you to tell us what you're going to be talking about, I just wanted to briefly tell the listeners, again, Jane Alton, UK's number one numerologist. She's going to be part of Sixth Sense Radio's team. And tonight, Jane, you're going to be discussing Prince Philip.
Okay, Prince Philip, age 91, just spent 5 days in Aberdeen Royal Infirmary being treated for a bladder infection. This was his third stay in hospital in 9 months. He was in hospital twice with a bladder infection, and then Christmas 2011 had surgery to clear a blocked artery. The nine in numerology represents the end of a cycle. It can be a great teacher. The nine represents a great housekeeping session, a time to let go of all that's unproductive and to allow new energies to come through. The nine has great breadth of vision, can be quite a perfectionist, but it's about learning to let go and trust. That's the major aspect of the nine. And as Prince Philip is now in his 90s, the nine features very strongly in his life. And we all know he's quite a strong character who very much likes to do his own thing. So learning to let go and trust might be quite a challenge. Age 91, the nine and the one add up to 10. So age 91 in terms of numerology can be represented by 9-1, 10-1. The 9-1 adding up to 10, the 10 reducing to 1. This combination can represent a new beginning, a very new type of leadership. The 9, there's great wisdom there. On his 90th birthday, Prince Philip said he wanted to slow down, reduce his duties, as he'd done his bit. He was taken to Papworth Hospital on the 23rd of December 2011, suffering from chest pains. And it's interesting, every single date, there's a mission that comes from that date. And the mission that comes from 23rd of December 2011 is a 39123 in terms of numerology. And this particular mission represents a massive letting go of great responsibilities after taking responsibility for things. And it's interesting that behind the 2312, there's also 23rd of December reduces to a 538, which represents a great fighting spirit and great determination to still make the big projects happen. So it's possible at this time that Prince Philip was feeling a great deal of inner conflict, very much wanting to do things the way he's always done things, but also very much having to let go of things and do things in possibly quite a different way. Philip's motivation in terms of numerology is a 336, which means he can feel so responsible for the happiness of others that he can give too much. And it's interesting that over Christmas, he had surgery to remove a blocked artery. And blocked arteries veins in terms of, you know, veins can represent, you know, carrying the joy of life. So, you know, it could represent the blocking of the joy by taking his responsibility so seriously. Philip's overall mission in life is the 29.11.2, which is all about bringing in the light. It's about being visionary, idealistic, inspirational. And, of course, a big part of this is about him being inspired himself and allowing himself to possibly think in new ways. The bladder infection, that can represent a purifying process, a fear of letting go as you hold on to old ideas. And looking at Philip's life map, the last 5 years have been all this wonderful 1-2-3 energy, which represents cooperative ventures, bringing joy into the lives of others, a time to see things from the perspective of others and to see things as they truly are and not as they appear to be. And with three energy over 5 years, three can scatter energy and possibly spreading energy over too many directions and possibly feeling frustrated at not achieving all that you want to. During August, the Queen may have been lifting Philip's spirit. She's got lots of three energies in her chart. Very positive. He may have been a little bit impatient about his ideas not happening as quickly as he'd like. And, you know, very conscious of what he's here to do, possibly, and how much he's already achieved with regard to this. September, next month, that's the ninth month of this year. There could be some big projects for Philip that impact everyone's lives, bring laughter, joy, celebration. October could be a new beginning for Philip. The one is very much about new beginnings. He may be learning to find freedom within limitations. Words may pour out of him as he learns to become increasingly flexible and to compromise more. An important decision may be required in November with regard to making his ideas and wishes a reality. December could represent finding the harmony and the joy. The essence of 2013 for Philip is the nine energy, which means an opportunity for him to let go of unproductive situations without emotion, to make room for new experiences. Since this is the ending of a cycle, he may be moving residence, major changes in his in the nature of his work, but also lots of inspirational ideas which could be used productively in the future. We all know Prince Philip can be very strong-willed, doesn't like fuss. He's well known for saying things as they are. He's often known as His Royal Highness Victor Meldew. Central to his marriage, however, there's lots of laughter and joy here. They're both very practical. Both have seen major constitutional changes and events, times of personal sorrow. Both have occasionally faced severe press criticism. Rigid ideas have been knocked out of them. They've been forced to go with the flow. Together, they are able to overcome these challenges, and their priorities have always been to honour the obligations of the monarchy. Dealing with problems appears to be a way of life for both of them. And in the midst of what may seem as negative, they found great stability and inner resource together. They are both great organisers and both live their truth with great integrity and stoicism. It seems there's nothing now that they cannot handle, so I'm sure they'll be fine.
That's wonderful, Jane. So interesting. Thank you for sharing that with us, Jane. Can you tell us what's going to be on next week's show?
Yeah, next week's show, I'm going to talk about a British athlete who's in the Paralympics.
Oh, fabulous. Well, we all look forward to that. So thank you very much, Jane, and to all our listeners out there, UK's number one numerologist, Jane Alton. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudine. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Speak to you next week, Jane. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.